Top Cottage Trail, Escaping the Mob. Lamenting his lack of private time on his trips from Washington to Hyde Park, FDR began talking about building a small place to go to escape the mob. By this point along the trail, you should be getting a sense of what FDR meant when he said an escape. During his second term as president, FDR began planning in earnest such a retreat, with help from his sixth cousin and close confidant, Margaret Daisy Sukley. They talked of a simplistic lean-to, a place where the president, during his visits to Hyde Park, could venture during the day and return to Springwood in the evening, and a place to use after his term in office. Their sketches became more and more detailed, and soon, the lean-to plans resembled those for a more traditional home, with several rooms and a wide front porch. Roosevelt enlisted the expertise of architect Henry Toombs, the man who renovated FDR's cottage at Warm Springs, Georgia, to refine and execute the designs. As a trusted friend and collaborator on the design, Daisy made many visits to the Top Cottage retreat. National Park Service guide John Fox introduces us to the woman who helped bring FDR's architectural vision to life.
Margaret Sukley is a woman who grows up in the Hudson River Valley. Franklin Roosevelt and she had known each other since childhood. The relationship was the ordinary kind of distant cousin relationship until the mid-1930s, and she eventually becomes his confidant on a number of matters, and he tells her his hopes, his fears, his plans, political and decisions that need to be made, wartime decisions that need to be made. So it becomes a partnership.
Theirs was a unique friendship that has been immortalized in the stone of Top Cottage.